Shocking news. Shocking news was found out today. And this news was from the Lonely Planet, of all places. They have listed their top 10 cities to visit in 2018. Yeah, usually you'd think of pretty exotic places, you know, like New York or, you know, I don't know, London, Paris. But number three in the list is an Australian city that you may not expect. And on the line, I've got someone from that city. This is Jem, also known as Gemist, who sometimes appears on 2SER. Good afternoon, Jem.
Hello, Mick. How you doing?
Oh, so good, so good. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. Just wrapping up the workday in Canberra.
Oh, you've revealed where it is. In Canberra. Canberra, in number Canberra. Three. How does it feel to be living in the number three most desired city in the world?
Look, I've lived in Canberra like here and there over the last 30 years. I've watched it grow into the wonderful beast that it is.
Right.
Wonderful, convenient, I don't know, clean aired beast. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think it deserves, does it deserve this title of number three?
Does it deserve, well, all right, Mick, I think we've got to examine what the top three is. I think it's really essential that we have to contextualize what the top three is.
Okay. All right. All right. Number one in the Lonely Planet list is Seville in Spain.
Seville. Look, it's probably really hard to argue with. You know, Seville, I haven't been there. I could just imagine a wonderful place to live.
Apparently, it looks like Game of Thrones, so that sounds cool.
Yeah. You know, it's got plenty of history. I'm sure the food's delicious.
Yeah, oh, the food would be amazing.
People are exotic and romantic and all that.
Yeah, beautiful place to go. Seville, fair enough. Okay, number two in the Lonely Planet list of top 10 places to visit.
Okay, number two is what kills me.
It's Detroit in USA.
Detroit, that's right. Detroit, Michigan. Have you been to Detroit?
I have not been to Detroit.
All right. You into your movies at all, Nick?
Yes, yes.
Yeah? Are you a fan of Paul Verhoeven's vision?
RoboCop. Yes. What a story. From the 80s, right? Late 80s?
Yep. 1987, actually. RoboCop's 30th year was this year.
There we go. And that was set in Detroit. Pretty apocalyptic Detroit.
Way apocalyptic Detroit. You know what the reality is?
What?
The current Detroit is worse than the post-apocalyptic Verhoeven RoboCop Detroit.
Oh, there we go. So that's number two, but that's number two on the list. So it's got to be something.
Well, how does that happen? I don't know how that happened. I mean, like, Detroit's cool. Like, you know, I was there, like, last year. I had my Coney Island dog.
Oh, really?
Coney Island. And, you know, that was great. That was, like, $2.50 or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But, man, the rest of Detroit. I'm not bagging Detroit, mind you. I love Detroit. Great, great music town. Okay. Awesome music. All the awesome music comes from Detroit. Soul, techno. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, but... speaking of number three, where you happen to living, lots of people like to bag Canberra as well. Maybe there's a theme
going
on.
Go back to Detroit, though.
No, I want to talk about Canberra now, because Canberra's number three on this pretty prestigious list from Lonely Planet. And there's a lot of reasons why people look at Canberra and go, it's nice to visit, but it's also nice to leave. What do you think about that?
Yeah, look. I think Canberra suffers from a lot of, like, what I call talent drain, right? A lot of people tend to leave Canberra and move on to, like, the running joke might be, like, Fitzroy is sort of, like, this extended version of Canberra. You could walk down a Fitzroy Street and,
right,
and the person I see is from Canberra. But, you know, I don't know why they're trying to escape. I love Canberra, man. I've been here for, like, 20 years now. We do rad things.
You do rad things. Well, I've
I
got,
think we do.
Look, Canberra's not all bad, and I'm only sort of jokingly bagging it a little bit. But Brianna is my producer here in the studio. Say hi, Brianna.
Hello.
Hello, Brianna. What's up?
Hi.
She's got some, I guess, typical Canberra questions that non-Canberrans would often ask Canberrans as to what's the deal with Canberra? And just throw a couple at Gem there, Brianna.
Yeah, there's a few questions to ask. Sydney-siders have.
Yeah.
What is with all the roundabouts?
Oh, that's the thing. That's right. Always the number one.
Hey, yo, how long does it take for, like, you to get from Town Hall to Bondi Beach?
Oh, well.
Come on, tell me how long it takes, Brianna.
A long bloody time.
It might be a while, but it's nice when you get
number.
There.
Give me a number. How long does it take you to drive on a Saturday from Town Hall, say, to Bondi? Come on.
Maybe... depends if you speed, maybe half an hour.
Ooh,
half an hour?
On a good day.
Come on, that's a good day. What, like half an hour at like 4 a.m.?
Now, let's say keep in mind it's about 6 or 7 kilometres from the city to Bondi.
How
long would it take to go 6 or 7 kilometres in Canberra, Jim?
Oh, like everything is 15 minutes away. You know, because we have these beautiful roundabouts. We know how to use roundabouts. Down with roundabouts in Canberra. Keeps flow of traffic pretty good.
I don't know about the merging though, Jim. What about the merging?
Merging?
What else you got?
Yeah, we indicate and stuff in Canberra. Yeah.
Indicators? Okay. What are they?
Yeah, we indicate.
We'll give you that. Yeah. We also want to know, how many times have you actually been to Questacon?
Actually been?
Yeah.
Truthfully.
It's a higher number than you would think. Questacon is a dope place. I think like every time I have someone visit under the age of like 10, I take them to Questacon because it's amazing.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It's like the powerhouse, but cooler.
Yeah.
That's true.
And
like gloves are on.
Do you ever just casually run into politicians on the street?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, that's an actual thing. Like, you know, you could be, like, I don't know, kicking in, like, the mall food court here in, like, the Canberra Center, and you could look over and see someone you probably might want to... Actually, no, I'm not going to say that.
You don't have to.
Yeah. The recent history of DJs and politicians and violence, and I'm not going to condone any of that.
Fair enough, fair enough. But it is true, it is true. I was sitting in a cafe in Kingston when I was there a long time ago, and it was in between the Rudd-Gillard Rudd days. Mm. So Gillard had just taken over from Rudd.
Dark days.
Before Rudd came back in. And Rudd was just wandering around past the cafe, but... He walked past about 3 times, almost like he was just trying to get noticed or get attention. And on the 3rd time, finally people said, "Oh, hey, Kev, come and pat my dog and we'll get a photo." And he's like, "Oh, okay." And he was really keen, you know, but it was just weird. He was just seeing this ex-PM. He'd only been PM like a matter of months earlier.
Yeah.
And he just...
Yo, that's it. I've never seen Turnbull.
Oh, you haven't?
In the flesh, like, no.
I
know people have. Yeah. You know, I hear about it all the time, but I've never, you know.
Yeah. Well, Canberra does get a bad rap, and look, and I used to get ribbed by everybody when I lived there, and now that I don't live there, it's sort of like, I remember it with fondness, and I do go back often, of course, but still, number 3 on this list is a pretty high honour. And
it is. Yeah, go, sorry.
Oh, no, maybe the rest of the world will come to love Canberra just as much as the Canberrans do.
Yeah, let me say it like this, right? I've lived in some of the largest cities in the world. You know, I grew up in Athens, Manila, Chicago, and stuff.
Yeah.
And you know what? I dedicate myself to Canberra because Canberra's legit, man. You know?
It's legit.
Legit. That's as much as I can say. Like, there's still, you know, plenty of places that Canberra can grow, but yeah, it's legit.
Well, there we go.
I come back to Canberra every time.
We'll leave it there. Jim, thank you so much for joining us and for supporting Canberra as much as you can.
Hey, I'm always here, dude.